down there, y'all.
Hello?
Bill?
Yes, Mr. President.
I got a letter from the wife of the Vietnamese ambassador. The one that Madam Nu's father, Madam Nu's mother.
Yeah.
They gave me, after I came back, all the ambassadors wanted to give me a dinner and report on my trip, and they agreed that the senior one would do it, and he happened to be the one. We felt very friendly toward him, and I thought it was pretty hard for a father to have to be against his daughter at the time. And being a father, I was pretty upset about it. I got a letter from her tonight, and she says, I come to beg you to rescue my son. Please be kind to send a cable to General Khan, Prime Minister, to relate my only son, Tran Van Kien, TranVanKhim. It's very dangerous for him to appear before a Revolutionary Court. I know your kindness. You invited the camel driver from Pakistan to come here, and you gave him great happiness. If you see a bird or a dog, you save them and rescue them. Now my son's in danger, and he's the most unfortunate young man who did not commit any crime whatever, who did not even have an official title of any kind. He has no power, and he has no wealth. The former junta treated him well and accepted to allow him to go to Washington with me. Except they wouldn't allow him to go to Washington with me. But the following day, they were arrested and accepted him to go to Washington with me. But the following day, he was arrested. Now, the present government's going to bring him before a Revolutionary Court. It'll be dangerous for him because he's Ms. New's brother.
Well,
I beg you to please rescue my son. Please do not think it's a question of interference in the judicial process of my country. Here they do things illegally. Please, I beg you to be kind to send a cable. General Khan has every power that he release my son and allow him to go to Washington with me. I have a house in Chevy Chase. My husband is there now. Please do not abandon my son in the government's hands. Extremely dangerous for him. You could save an animal in danger, so please save my son. Please do not hesitate to save my son's honor and life and give happiness to my family. If you do, I'll be grateful to you all my life. Thanks in advance, Madam Tran Van Chun.
Yeah.
I want him saved. Now, what can we do about it?
I'll find out right away what the story is. I haven't seen about him.
Talk to Harkins or Lodge or somebody and tell him.
The ambassador's been regularly interceding to get clemency from Khan. Brother of Sam, I didn't even know this fellow was charged with anything. All I knew was
This is her brother, and he wasn't, you know, her father and mother were against her.
Yeah. Tran Van Kim, is that his name?
Yeah.
K-I-M.
Wait a minute. TranVanKhim.
Yeah.
Now, do I need to talk to McNamara or anybody? Are you the one to talk to?
All right, sir. I'll get cracking on it right away and see if there's any obstacle to doing this. Do you want to send a personal message?
Well, no. I just want you to call out there or to cable out there or something and just say, see if they can't prevail on him to let her come and live with her mother here in Chevy Chase.
Right.
And tell her that very high officials want it done or whatever you need to. I don't.
That's fine. That's all I need.
I just want to save the boy because I love the mother and I don't think he's done anything.
No, as far as I know, he's not.
Okay.
All right, sir.
You let me know now what happens.